Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. of another glorious attendance of 105,809 people. And you know, that is a correct thing, because according to Scripture, there will be an increase in the number for the ministry when things are going Yahuwah's direction. That is in Scripture. So we know all these members, they came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And this was what happens on this program, because we do give proper teaching, so there's no misunderstanding of the biblical word. And this is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to seriously be aware, by knowing the Scriptures, those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learnings, even using the Bible Scriptures as verbal weapons, which I can say I've seen many times myself. And that's bringing me into what I've said before, what Yahuwah hates. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. 16 says, these six things doeth the Yahuwah hate. Yea, even the abomination of seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. Now, I can say, as many of us have probably seen the same things out there today. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you have found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting time 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right in the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail with Scripture, explaining what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line this time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses, which the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how a program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with the Aquine Line, the first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except for Fridays. The current time for this program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note, we are making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we are on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible questions. Online there to be to answer any questions about the Bible, discuss topics, or topics put on the table by either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. We will be there to answer your questions. No comments will be taken off topic or either multiple text message answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow the righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Pal Talk ends before time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of covenants of the saints." So when we're doing scriptures, try to keep Yahuwah in mind. But when you're trying to win the bump the guns contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are here rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it told us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26? 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So at this particular time, we will ask you to keep your Bibles open. We're going to pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, I'm still. That's excellent. Again, we'll catch you on the bottom part, and definitely we'll be tuning in to the broadcast that comes on immediately following this, the elders and Mother Adopted Israel with the power of reading. We'll get chance to catch a whole big better for that a little bit later. All right, good enough. So this is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. Oh, this is Wednesday. Man, time is running so bad. I'll jump past. Thank you, WCC, telling me that it's Wednesday. Okay, I don't know what the day is. Well, Wednesday. Okay, thank you, WCC. So let's see if we go find Brother Yahdai Israel. I thought today was a special edition called Thursday Evening. Wednesday, huh? Okay. I'll tell you one thing, if you're wrong, Brother Yahdai will definitely clean it up. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Yahdai Israel." Yahdai be with you there, see you, Roy.
God bless you, see Israel. I'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Brother Yahdai Israel, we definitely on Wednesday, right? This is Wednesday, Thursday. Which one are we working with today?
Today is Wednesday.
All right. Hallelujah. Go out then. All right. Well, every now and then, WCC, they'll get something correct. And then it'll be correct. But, excellent. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on this Wednesday class, Wednesday class there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael. How about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, and I believe that. So, we're doing a series called The Due Order of Yahuwah. Understand, so this is a series of The Due Order of Yahuwah. We must lay the foundation according to what Yahuwah give us to lay. So, we're going to open up in Romans chapter 5, and we're going to read till we get our point. And let's read one verse at a time there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael, Romans chapter 5. And then we'll do a little precept and see what we can work out. Let's open up in Romans chapter 5. Let's take one verse at a time. Let's see if there's any precept in verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, take number 21. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Romans 5, verse number 1 reads, "And for being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahuwah through our Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son."
Mm-hmm. So we want to be justified by His word. That's what the faith means. In this case, we want to be justified by His word. His word is the covenant. And He said, "If we do so, we will have peace." And that's the game changer right there, see, right? We will have peace. Let's precept that to the book called Sirach, chapter 30, verse 24 and 25. Let's precept that, Brother Yahdai Yisrael. We'll take one verse at a time, and I'm going to be writing just like I'm heading, like I'm following you halfway to the penitentiary. That's what I'm going to do. So let's precept that and see exactly what we can get out of Romans 5, 1. If we keep Yahuwah's word, we will have peace. Torah 30, 24 and 25. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael?
Book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 24 and verse 25 reads, Sirach 30, verse 24, "Envy and wrath showing the light. Carefulness brings for the time." Verse 25, "A cheerful and good mind will have a care of his meat and diet."
Mm-hmm. Read verse 1 and verse again, verse 30, verse 24 again. And one verse there said, what again now, Brother Yahdai Yisrael?
The book of Sirach 30, verse 24. "Envy and wrath showing the light. Carefulness bringeth age before the time."
So envy and wrath is shorten your days. So you understand what I'm saying, see, Roy? Envy and wrath will shorten your days. See, once you make the commitment or whatever you own, whatever you're in, what you don't want to be in is envy and wrath. You don't want to have that nowhere around you, envy and wrath. According to Sirach, what do it do for your days there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael? For example, if you got a mate of you around anybody, and all they do is keep you out of pocket, you always arguing, struggling, kind of, you know, out-shout each other, you shouting one another down and shouting one another up. What happens again, according to the seer in 30 verse 24? What happens in that relationship there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael? 30, the book of Sirach 30 verse 24. What happens?
The book of Sirach 30 verse 24 reads, "Envy and wrath showing the lights, and carefulness bringeth age before the time."
So you'd be looking at, you might remember people that once you went to to school with God dog, I know we went to school together. God dog, you look like you just about one step from being called Shaky Jake or somebody. See that, see right here? And that's what happened when you're in a relationship. If you don't come together in the mind and understand what's written in Sirach 7:26. See, 7:26 is a profound statement in the Bible. What it says in 7:26?
The book of Sirach 7, verse number 26 reads, Sirach 7, verse number 26. Had thou a wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a like woman.
See that, see, Ray? So here's the part. You examine yourself. When you come in contact with the opposite sex, a word we can use, how is your relationship? Is it always somebody arguing with you, always got something to say? Remember one thing. In a relationship, the relationship partner is supposed to reflect your mind. And if it's not reflecting your mind, then you're not in the will of Yahuwah. So that's the bottom line. Because you got it written in Genesis 3:16 exactly the way it's supposed to be, and it's not going to change until Yahuwah get back. So understand something. If you're in a relationship and you got a back and forth conversation going, then breath in and there, you out of the will of Yahuwah's word. And it's to your own Sirach 7:21. It's to your own what? Sirach chapter 7:21.
The book of Sirach chapter 7.
Yeah, second Ezra. We'll make it second Ezra. You're right, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you're right. Second Ezra 7:21. Thank you.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, But Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even if they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So he untold you exactly what it takes to please him to avoid punishment. And what now what he says that pleases him on his order in 3:16 of the book of Genesis. What is Yahweh's will? What is his will there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 16 reads, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception, and sorrow you bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
He said, this is the order of the one that have made you. So anytime you cross that line, then you out of the will of Yahweh that made you. If you get in a shouting match with your mate, any type of way, if her voice goes extra late, then all you for to say one thing. This is not the will of Yahuwah that's written 3:16. Because who pulls the bag down is what Yahuwah said in 3:16. That's who pulls the bag down. What Yahuwah said, and read 3:16 real good. We're getting a lot of calls all over the country because they have never heard this of such a magnitude. But remember, we're doing a series called The Due Order of Yahuwah. See, we have to lay the due order first. I know we want to get off into Esau and his five sons and what's going on. Yeah, I understand that. But the series is about Yahuwah's due order. We're going to take care of what Russia's doing and everybody else doing, and that's the part I like. Well, see, it's about what Yahuwah got on the table as we speak. The program director came up with this topic, called the due order of Yahuwah, saying, until we understand the due order of Yahuwah, we can put all everything on the table. But if you don't have a due order of Yahuwah, you know what you're going to run into? Here's what you're going to run into. 1 Chronicles 12:15. Let me show you what you're going to run into if you don't have a due order of Yahuwah. If you don't know the due order of Yahuwah, you're going to make decisions based upon your feelings. So if you ain't got nothing to check you, then you'll be making comments because of your education. You're going to be doing things, but once you understand you, this is not the will of Yahuwah, then this supposed to, like the elder say out there around Springfield, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And that's pretty good before you wreck yourself. But how you check yourself is through the scripture, see, right? So remember, the series is about that. We know all about the Roman Catholic Church, about the 400 years and everything else. But the series is about the due order of Yahuwah. We must have that down pat. Then we can move forward. But what's on the table, the topic is about the due order of YHWH and who's supposed to teach it through his people, Israel. That is the series. What you reading that, Brother Yahuwah, Israel?
The book of 1 Chronicles.
Yeah, 15:12.
Book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse number 12 reads, 1 Chronicles 15, verse 12. And said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of Yahuwah of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for you.
Bag up one verse there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Bag up.
Verse number 13. But because you did it not at first, Yahuwah made a breach upon us. But we saw them not after the due order.
And this is what the series is about, see, Ray. It's series about the due order of Yahuwah. Now, once we get through this series, everything else will come in between. But you got to understand one thing. If you ask any of the anointed leadership or the six anointed counts about the due order, about family relationships, they must have this information before you get off into when Yahuwah gonna take down Esau and all that. That's good, but that's not the series we on right now. We on the due order of Yahuwah, and we got to lay that out first to move forward. So we must be clear about the due order of Yahuwah. And remember one thing. According to 3:6, then if you're not in that order of 3:16, you're not doing the will of Yahuwah. That is not doing the will of Yahuwah. And read 3:16 one more time.
Book of Genesis 3, verse number 16 reads, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband. And he shall rule over you.
This is what Yahuwah passed down. So when we violate that, then you not in the will of Yahuwah. So you supposed to be able to say to your mate, well, you know this conversation not in the will of Yahuwah, because your desire to be to your mate. And in Sirach 7:26, what it say again? In Sirach 7:26?
The book of Sirach 7, verse 26 reads, as you a wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
A light woman will let pride and everything else get in the way or what is written in this Bible. That's why you have to make sure you clear. Let's make sure what we're talking on is about this book. If it's about this book, don't let your pride, because you're not going to cross out what's written. It's just you're going to go through the agony of defeat by not applying it like he made a mistake. He made no mistake, C. Reyes. So it's very important. So when we read Romans chapter 5, verse 1, can we read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse number 1 reads, book of Romans 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by the covenant, we have peace with Yahweh, through our Yahweh the Son.
Read 3:16 again. We're going to precept it. Now read. Remember, if you got the covenant, you got peace. If you're doing the covenant, that means you're doing his words, you will have peace because the order will be there. Read Genesis 3:16 again.
The book of Genesis 3, verse number 16 reads, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and your conception. And sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
That's where he got it. And what he got written in 1 Timothy chapter 2? Verse number 11 and 12. Now, Paul learned up under Yahweh. He was raised from the womb. So his first ministers he got was Timothy and Titus. So he had to anoint them to get them to start making his move throughout the nation. So Timothy, up under the leadership of Apostle Paul, this what he wrote in 1 Timothy 2, verse 9, 11, and 12. This is what he wrote, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, 11, and 12. He wrote when he stopped off on Northern Kingdom, up under the tutelage of Apostle Paul. This is what he says in 2, verse 9, 11, and 12. What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Timothy 2, verse number 9, verse number 11, verse number 12 reads, the book of 1 Timothy 2, verse number 9, like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness, and sobriety, and with braided hair or gold or pearl of costly array. Verse number 11, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
What that means? That means unless you've been anointed to take a message, unless you've been anointed to take a message, okay, how smart you are, unless you've been anointed to take a message to where men is at, then you don't supposed to do that because you're doing your own will. Now, here go. The only way that the woman's supposed to be over the man, she must been anointed to take a message. We're going to Romans chapter 16. We're going to read it, 1 through 5. Romans 16, 1 through 5. Now, this is the only way it works. Romans 16, 1 through 5.
Book of Romans 16, verse number 1 through 5. Book of Romans chapter 16, verse number 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the congregation, which is at Caesarea. Verse number 2. That you receive her in Yahweh as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you. For she have been a secure of many, and of myself also. Verse number 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Yahweh the Son. Verse 4, we have for my life laid down their own neck, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the congregation of the 10 tribe, through the word Gentile. Verse 15, likewise greet the congregation that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Yahweh the Son.
Verse 6 and 7.
Verse number 6. Greet Miriam, Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Verse 7. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of the note among the apostles, who also were in Yahweh the Son before me.
Excellent. So if you've been anointed to go take a message to a case in point, if you've been anointed, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 9. Now, if you've been anointed to do such, you're able to do so. Now, here go a case in point. We're going to 2 Kings 9. See, one thing about it, then the lesson is to do order. Because if you see things out of order and you see somebody doing their own thing, well, I'm going to keep the Sabbath day, but I'm going to keep the Sabbath day and I'm going to do the teaching. Then you just doing something on your own. You're not doing it according to Yahweh, because that ain't the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it the way, if you're anointed to go somewhere and teach, because you know how to do it. But if it's not due order, Yahweh going to make a breach on it because it's not due order. That's why it will never come out properly right, because it's out of due order. You got to understand, you got to follow what the Bible said. I don't care how much smartness we have. Do the Bible support you standing before that congregation? Who anointed you to do so? Oh, I anointed myself. That means that showed that you said, well, then. You can't do that. Not according to the Bible. Now, in Second Kings chapter 9, here go the case in point. So this is what the Bible says that happened, Second Kings chapter 9. This is how it goes. Pick up at 9, verse 1. 1 down to verse 3. All we want is show you 1, verse 3, 6, and 12. This is the way it goes according to the Bible. See, remember, the sixth anointed candidate, you got to watch the Bible carefully. You got to watch people's actions through the Bible. That's why the series is the due order of Yahweh. And if it's not in order according to the Bible, it's not going to work, but only temporarily. You know we got it written over there in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17? What it got written in Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17, that brother Yahweh?
Well, Leviticus 5, verse number 1, verse number 17 reads, Book of Leviticus chapter 5, verse number 1, if a soul, person, sin, hear the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether they have seen or known of it. If they do not utter it, then they shall bear his sin. Verse number 17, if a person sin and commit any of these things, which are fit forbidden to be done by the Torah instruction of Yahweh, though they wist it not, if they are guilty, they shall bear their sin.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me precept that to the seventh chapter of Deuteronomy. The seventh chapter of Deuteronomy, what do it say in verse 26? The seventh chapter of Deuteronomy, what it says in verse 26?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 26 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 7, verse 26, You shall not bring an abomination into thine house, if thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing.
He had his man talking. See, I'll be just writing just as fast as the next one I'm writing. Now come on back to that Second Kings now. So you see, what we're saying, the series we're doing called The Due Order of Yahweh, you must have Psalms 11 verse 3. You know, like, well, that series you on now, well, I don't like that series right there. Well, that means one thing about it. You don't like the will of Yahweh. Yahweh, this is Yahweh's book. And in 1:18:2-3, people say this is Yahweh doing his marvelous in our eyesight. If you don't have a foundation, look what it says in Psalm 11:3.
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm. Because in the 28th chapter of the same book of Deuteronomy, this right here got a twofold meaning. This right here got a twofold meaning to it in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. The first half of it says one thing, but the second half is on the clock as we speak. The first half says one thing, but then the second half of this verse says totally different. Look at saying verse 54. This right here got two parts in there. It might even have three parts in it. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 28:54.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 54 reads.
Yeah, so read me two lines of it, Brother Yahdai. I want to expound on just two lines. Because in Moses' time, the two lines was, it was on the clock, in progress, two lines. What it said in two lines?
Book of Deuteronomy 28. Verse 54, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, if I shall be evil toward his brother.
Right.
And toward the wife of his bosom, toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave.
Mm-hmm. I'm missing something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Skip down to verse 56. Let's see what I'm missing there. I'm missing my hit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So give me about half of this right here in 56.
Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, sir.
Verse number 56. The tender and delicate woman among you, which will not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness.
Right there. See, a woman's supposed to fall upon that right there. That's how she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be and put in that, on that platform. Tender and delicacy. A woman among you will not adventure to set a sole of a foot on the ground. That means that man at that time, he really understood the purpose of a woman. That's the way they was treated back in the days. That's the way it was. What happened? Well, how that got away now? Now the woman is not that tender now. She'll tell you a minute. Take this foot and bring it up on you. So it's totally different now, because the order of things now is not in the order that was passed down in Moses' days and in the Bible days. We just don't know nothing about it no more. And that's why we do the things that we do now. See? We just didn't know. That's why we come humble in this series to show you that the reason why Yahweh have not intervened with the nation of Israel, starting with the southern kingdom, because these things, because your mate will be treated just like this, like a tender and delicate woman among you. That's how people will be treated, Sarah. So now, that's why you must be a 37:12. What does it say in 37:12 of Sarah?
The book of Sarah, chapter 37. Verse number 12 reads, Sirach 37, verse number 12. But be continually with a Yahqualy man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instruction of Yahqual, whose mind is according to your mind.
Right, because this right here supposed to kick in the Bible because of the respect line was there. It was Ephesians 5:33. In these days, it was at 5:33. But what we got to find out now, where did we fall at and how to get back to the Bible? Because Yahweh, he can't recognize us with the mindset that we're doing right now. Because we know, according to 3:16 of Genesis, the woman's desire is supposed to be to her mate. That's her purpose. We're clear about that. And we are clear that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33 says something. And what do it say anyway?
The book of Ephesians 5, verse 33 reads, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband."
That means honor. That means honor. The wife, the mate supposed to honor her mate. Honor her mate. That is Bible. Not to call him and get in a shower match and call him a B-A-N. A-O-B-A-N. If you don't go on, O-B-A-N, we're gonna see if we make something bump around here. If you don't go, you better go on now, B-A-N. So what'll happen? So that's why we got to come and see where we fell off at and how to get back into this. And that's why we tell you, those that got ear to hear, when you got to get counseling from the anointed, six anointed counselors, whatever area you're in, get counseling first to make sure you're on the right track. Because what I'm showing you now, they're going to show you the same thing, you know. Now, we can get a case in point by going to the 18th chapter of Genesis. Let's get a case in point about honoring your mate. Honoring your mate. We're going to get a case in point in the 18th chapter of Genesis and see, is that by being a Berean, is any of that written? We're going to see, is any of that what we just saying written? We're going to Genesis and see, can we read anything we just said that we can read? Let's look at, let's run to Genesis chapter 18, and we're going to pick it up around by verse. We're going to see, can we read anything? Let's pick it up around by verse number 9. Let's pick it up around about verse 9, and we'll take it down to verse 15. Let's see what the Bible says. Remember, the series is about the due order of Yahweh. We can entertain. I see all these memos we just kind of came in. Well, no, you can't see all the memos, but we're looking at all these memos that came in. But we have to take care of this, and then we'll get on that. That's what I'm saying. The broadcast is 3 hours, 6 days a week. Shoots. So we'll get you and take all that, but we got to get this out the way, make sure we got a foundation to take on the due order where we on right now. Let's see, did that work, the reverence, your mate? Genesis chapter 18. What verse we say it again, Brother Yahya Israel?
Genesis 18, verse number 12.
Yeah, verse 9. Yeah, you pick it up verse 9. All right, bro, y'all got my eye on you now over there. We know you probably over there putting all them garments and them fringes together too. You and reading some book at the same time. We know you got it like that. So let's see what it says in the 18th chapter, and we'll pick it up at verse 9 down to verse number. Take it down to verse number. Take it down to verse 17. Take it straight on down to verse 17. Let's walk this down and see what happens. Come on.
Book of Genesis chapter 9. Book of Genesis chapter 18, verse 9 through 17 reads. Book of Genesis 18, verse number 9. They said unto him, "Where's Sarah, your wife?" He said, "Behold, in the tent." Verse number 10. He said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind them. Verse number 11. Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of a woman. Verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Yahweh being old also." Verse number 13. Yahweh said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?" Verse 14.
Hold that point. Back to 13 again. And remember Yahweh's business is the children of the book. That's his business. You hear what he said? Look what she said, and she over in the tent. And Yahweh asked the questions. You know, Abraham didn't have a clue. He don't have a clue unless he is foretold or something. Verse 13 and 14, that's all we need.
Verse number 13. Yahweh said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?" Verse 14.
Back up. We ain't gonna deal with 14. We're gonna leave it like this. Back up the trail. Give me back to when old Sarah doing a little peeping with her ears. She's doing a little peeping with her ears, but we want to hear what she called him. That's what we want to hear. What did Sarah, your first grandmother, what did she call her better half? Huh? That's the point we going to get. What did she call him? Back up a little bit and let's see what did your grandmother call your granddaddy, your grandfather? What did she call him? Back up to 12. Come on.
The book of Genesis 18, verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Yahweh being old also."
So you see, what did your grandmother call your grandfather? Yahweh. Because she knew that's the closest Yahweh she gonna ever get to. He is the one that she's looking directly at. That's the forward as she can get to Yahweh. And we need to know these things. All that, I'm going to pray to you. He always said, he always tell you that in 37 verse 15. I mean, that's a good thing. You pray, then Yahweh will tell you exactly how. See, it's no more mystery how he operates. See, we think that because we are prayer warriors and all that, what you better have doing now? She praying to some Yahweh, yeah? She's doing all that, huh? But look what Yahweh says in 37, verse 15.
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 15. "And above all this, pray to the Most High Yahweh that he would direct your way in truth."
And he would direct your way. Yeah, you do that. You always pray to Yahweh. Then he'll direct your way. Who would he direct your way to? And he's going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Then he'll direct your way somewhere. He will direct your way somewhere. So all them going is read. He's going to direct your way. And all you got to do is just let the man work with you. So you have no doubt of how this works. See, Christianity have destroyed us. We think it works the way we was brought up. And Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. No. This is how it works. 14:35. Paul was explaining to the northern kingdom how it works. What he says in 14:35.
First Corinthians.
Yes, sir. What it say?
The book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5 reads, if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the congregation.
Oh, Yahweh. Unless she's been anointed to do so. We read that in the 6th chapter. Now, she's been anointed to do so, take a message somewhere, and she got a mate, then she, in the question she got, she see that mate. That's why you got to make sure the mate have the answer to the question. Because in 30 verse 9, or you put 30 verse 9 a number over your head. You see how everything fit together? It all fit together. Once you have taken a mate, then that becomes that mate authority for you to ask questions to. Because you no longer up under the ministry for that kind of back and forward when you take that mate. But suppose you didn't take the mate, then he got it written in 30 verse 9 for the singles and the misfortunes and everything. He got it written. Ready in 30 verse 9. What he got written in 30 verse 9? A number.
Book of Numbers.
Tablet? Yes, sir. What he got written?
Book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse number 9 reads, but every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, a single, if they have bound themselves, shall stand against them.
Ever you say, whatever you come up with is a strike against you, because that's not the order of things. Whatever you come up with that is a strike against you, it is not going to stand. And that's why you'll be disembobulated and you will be confused, because you wasn't taught that if you single, then where you supposed to go when you single to ask any question to, that is written in the Bible what you do. Let's see what you do if you're single. Well, I'm single. What I supposed to do? Well, then you go see what the Bible say. Let's go to the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews and pick up verse 5 through 8 and 17. That's why we prepared to meet you where you at. And show you, if you'll get in the will of Yahweh, is written what you do if you single. If you single, but once you do get a mate, that's why the mate have to be a 3712, because now that becomes his responsibility to answer your questions. So that's where you supposed to go to. Supposed to go to him. Can you give me a second witness? All right, WCC, I tell you, we'll give you a second witness. You know, okay, we'll give you a second witness. Hold that point. Let's run back to St. John chapter 7. You want a second witness? Okay. We'll give you a second witness. We're going 15 and 16. Here go your second witness. Here go your second witness. St. John, take note, WCC, 500 million members. Let's take note, St. John chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
Book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 15, verse 16 reads, St. John 4, verse number 15. Woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Verse 16. Yahweh the Son said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither.
You see that? Now you see that? See that Bible? See that Bible scene right here? See, once you, that's why you have to make sure you just don't get a pair of britches. Because once you say you got a mate, then your question's supposed to go to that mate. He's supposed to answer that question. But if you single and don't have a mate, or you become a widow and don't have a mate, then what kicks in? Then it would be, you got to read the Bible. We're going to 13 chapter, verse 5 through 8 and 17. Let's see what kicks in. What kicks in out of the book of Hebrew? Included title called Hebrew. Let's see what happens.
The book of Hebrew, include the word Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 5 through 8, and verse 17 reads, book of Hebrew, include the word Hebrews 13, verse number 5, that your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Verse number 6. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 17. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith falleth, consider the end of their conversation. Verse number 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your life, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Precept that's in 13, chapter 1 through 5 of Romans. Precept that, Brother Yahjah Israel, 13, make it 1 through 7. We're going to precept that. See, when you precept your Bible, then really, that's up to you to obey. Obey the Bible. It tells you what to obey. Whatever status you in. If you're a mess around, got you a mate that's not in the Bible from the Yahweh, his old saying said, tough titty without the milk. That's all happened to you. Tough titty on you. Shame on you to even get counseling for you. You came together in the bed, but come together in the head by getting counsel from a 69 account. We'll tell you. Hey, are you going to do Bible or are you going to do make anything? Then you're going down to City Hall somewhere. But we're going to tell you what the Bible's saying. Because we know one thing. That's why relationships don't last but a minute. And then all of a sudden you see the same person, male or female, and then when you see him, you see Sirach 30:24 all over. What is it saying in Sirach 30:24?
The book of Sirach 30, verse number 24 reads, Sirach 30, verse 24, envy and wrath showing the light. Carefulness bring age before the time.
Yep. You hang around that better half a few months, and all of a sudden, like, few months, it turn you into years, because all of the bottle was out.
Wow.
See? It don't work like that. Yahweh got rules and regulations on how it's supposed to be, and you never get too puffed up to not follow rules and regulations. Because you're not in the will of Yahweh. And when you're not in the will of Yahweh, you shouldn't do anything. Because this ain't Yahweh's doing, this is your doing. And it ain't going to work until you get back on the will of Yahweh. Because he says, in 10 verse 12 of Sirach, look what he says. You can't let go, huh? Look what he says in Sirach 10 verse 12.
The book of Sirach 10, verse number 12 reads, Sirach chapter 10, verse number 12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahweh, and their mind is turned away from their maker.
See that thing right here? Well, I can't call them what? Yahweh. Huh. You think I'm going to call them that? So you see what I'm kicking in on you? Then you both take up the size and look at them. What it says in Sirach 10 verse 12. That ain't number pride. You don't broke away from your maker. Are you better than your first grandmother? Peter pulled that verse in the third chapter of First Peter. Peter pulled it. And Peter said, he pulled that from way back to his first grandmother and grandfather. And see what happened then when he pulled that verse in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. What did he say? 1 Peter 3, verse 5 and 6.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 5, verse number 6 reads, book of 1 Peter 3, verse number 5. For after this manner in the old time, the righteous women also trusted in Yahweh, adoring themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband. Verse number 6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Yahweh, whose daughter you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement.
Look up that word subjection and see what that word means. What do you mean by they in subjection to their husband? What to their mate? What that supposed to mean? What can we read on what that's supposed to mean there, Brother Yahdai Israel? It's in old time, that's how it happened. That's how it was in old time. So you see this answer here, right? So don't think that's what you're doing now, it ain't of old time. You're doing a new thing. That's what you're doing a new thing. Because the old time, they was up on this word called subjection. And we won't find the definition of that word. What that word means? Subjection. What that means, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
I'm reading from the Merriam-Webster online dictionary, and it reads, subjection, the act or process of bringing someone or something under one's control.
Can't nobody control. 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 I'm grown. You ain't going to control me. Yes, see, right? But in old time, the woman was upon a subjection. So take that word out and read it exactly what that word means. Subjection, polluted for what word in verse 5? Now, let's see how it sounds by adding the word that we just found out what it means. To make it real plain. So if you're in a relationship, verse 5 is applied to days of old. That means from all the way to 96 A.D., this is the way it were to receive the blessings of Yahweh. Let's see if we put that word in there, subjection, polluted for such word. And let's see how it sound once Brother Yahdai Israel read. Let's see how it sound. Come on.
The book of 1 Peter 3, verse number 5. For after this manner in the old time, righteous women also, who trusted in Yahweh, adorned themselves, being controlled by their own husbands.
You see that? What do Yahweh the Son say behind that in 7:16? What he said in St. John 7:16 behind a statement like that? When he had to, you remember daily he was in the temple teaching? Did you know what he said in the 7:16 of St. John? What did he say?
The book of St. John 7, verse number 16 reads, Yahweh the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
Well, yeah. So you see, let's come back to second. Let's turn back and see again about that anointing. So then how the anointing worked, because we read from the Bible. But what we're trying to tell you now, once you take on a mate, then you up on that Yahweh. But if you don't take on a mate, then you up under Romans 13, 1 through 7. Then you up under one. See, you're going to be up under 13, 1 through 7. or you're going to be up under the mate that you take. What it says in the Romans 13, 1 through 7.
The book of Romans 13, verse number 1 through 7. Romans 13, verse 1. That every person be a subject unto the higher power. But there is no power but of Yahweh. The power that be are ordained of Yahweh. Verse number 2. Whosoever therefore resist the power, resist the ordinance of Yahweh. They that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Verse number 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Without thee not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. Verse number 4. For he is the minister of Yahweh to thee for good. If thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bear not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of Yahweh, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him or her that doeth evil. Verse number 5. Well, for you must need be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Verse 6. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are Yahweh's ministers, attending continually upon this thing, this very thing. Verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
My. So you see, it's called. See, that's why we have to listen. That's why we got to call it according to the series. Until we get back and do order, see, right? But it started with the family. That's what the 17 nations have did. They destroyed your foundation of family life. They destroyed us, see, right? They didn't even tell us what Yahweh told us to do in the 28th chapter, verse 8. They didn't tell us that. And then another nation tell us what we supposed to be doing in Deuteronomy 28, 4 through 8. What will be known?
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 4 through 8 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, and the flocks of your sheep. Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Verse 6. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 7. Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way. They shall flee. And shall flee before you seven ways. Verse 8. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and all that you set in your hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh giveth you.
So you see, nobody told us that if we apply the Bible, and that's why the ones that is the Yahweh of the family, you got to be clear that you have to apply the Bible. That's why you just don't jump off into if the Bible is not applied according to the Bible, then what's going to be absent is these blessings. They're going to be absent these blessings, see, right? So you got to be clear about it, because when Yahweh do come back, according to Isaiah 40, verse 10, we reach, we get our point. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 10, until we get our point. See, understand, the one we dealing with, when he do come back, he told Isaiah in 700 B.C., is Isaiah, would you write down how I'm coming back? Okay, you'll see how he's coming back in the 40th chapter. 10, we're reading, find out how he's coming back. Come on.
Book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 10 reads, Behold, Yahweh will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 11, He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Correct point. What are you gonna feed again? What are you gonna feed again, brother? Y'all die yesterday. You gonna feed who?
He shall feed his flock.
You see the man saying? The man gonna feed his flock, see, right? Let's precept that to Luke 12:32. That's why he's telling you now, see, he's telling you some good stuff. Is you gonna listen to him? Huh? Let's see what he says in Luke 12:32. Look what he called you.
The book of Luke 12:32 reads. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
You see the man call you? He called you a little flock. He telling you fear not. He telling you don't be Second Peter 2:10-15. He said, listen. He got it written. Fear not, little flock. You know the flock is at their best when the flock follow the shepherd. You don't talk that, well, I anoint myself. On a Sabbath day, I do some teaching. Why? Why are you doing? That's contrary to the Bible. You weren't anointed to do no teaching. That make you a 2 Peter 2:10. Huh? You a 2 Peter 2:10-15. What it say?
The book of 2 Peter 2:10-15 reads, book of 2 Peter 2:10. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh is the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Verse 11. Whereas ministers of spirit, which are great in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before Yahweh. Verse 12. But these are natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Verse 13. Shall receive the reward of Torah breakers, unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, support themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you. Verse 14, have an eye full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin. Beguiling unstable people, a mind they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Verse 15, which have forgotten the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosur, who loved the wages of Torah breaking, unrighteousness.
And the song and the wisdom of Solomon 14:12, what do you mean by full of adultery? What that supposed to mean? Is it a precept to that around Wisdom of Solomon 14:12? Is it a precept to that? What do you mean by that? Full of adultery. What kind of adultery is you talking about that we can hold on to, that we can read? 14:12. What are you talking about, brother? Y'all hear it, right?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, 14:12. For the devising of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication.
Spiritual fornication. Spiritual. That means you're going to bypass what the Bible says, and you will become a Sirach 10:12. What it say in Sirach 10:12? That's spiritual fornication. And the definition of a spiritual fornication person is what? Sirach 10:12.
The book of Sirach 10:12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahweh, and his mind or her mind is turned away from their maker.
And what would they do that we can read, Sirach 8:14? This is what they'll do when you know their mind is spiritual fornication. Spiritual. That means a mind is totally corrupt. Because when pride kicks in, that's not the will of Yahuwah. Because if you violate what the Bible says, you just walk in death sentence in Yahuwah. Because that's spiritual fornication. Huh? And all the way you can get out from that, we probably read that after we read this one here. Sirach 8:14. Listen good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse number 8. Verse number 14 reads, Book of Sirach 8, verse 8. Despise not the discourse of the wise, but acquaint yourself with their proverbs. For of them thou shalt learn instructions, and how to serve great men with ease. Verse 14. Go not to the Torah instruction with a judge, with a seer, for they will judge for him according to his honor.
And that won't happen. They'll let pride kick in, and what they'll start doing, they'll come up with, you might even say, thus says Yahuwah. How could you say thus says Yahuwah? That's not Bible. All one, and when you said thus says Yahuwah, because we know it don't work like that. And then you'll start making statements. You don't make no statements. And you don't sit up no time to come up with any kind of scriptures or texting or telephone calling on scripture-wise when it comes down to just says Yahuwah, because you're out of order under Yahuwah. So he's the one with all this power, like he told you in 3:16 what not to do, what we're doing, and you turn right around and do it, you might call and ask him out a question. I don't understand that. You know why you don't understand that? Because Yahuwah is taken away from you. You know, he got it written over there in Mark chapter 4, why you don't understand it. Let's see what it says in Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. He's making it plain why you don't understand it. What it says in Mark chapter 4, 9 through 11. The Bible and that's the reason you ask questions. Well, I don't understand that. But first, when you don't understand something, then you're going to say, well, who are you with? Then you're going to ask him, who are you with? You're supposed to ask him. And now he said, he don't understand. He's supposed to get straight to the elders and find out from the elders what's going on. And if the elders don't know, but they're going to know anyway, then the seal will be behind that. But when Mr. Yahuwah, the household, don't understand, he's supposed to get to them seals. To them elders. Get to them elders. That's your job. Get in contact with one of the elders, and they will tell you, in scripture-wise, what you don't understand. But you can rewind your conversation back to your mate if you don't understand. Don't guess at nothing. Because you guess at it, you're going to guess at it wrong. So when she bring you something and you don't understand, then that let you know how lacking you are, because you go find the elders. And the elders will straighten you up. They'll tell you, okay, well, according to the Bible, this is what you're working with him. See? Yahuwah got an order. That's why the series is about to do order of Yahuwah. So with Mr. Big Britches, the man of Yahuwah, you understand something? Find the elders. That's why we got a broadcast coming on after this on Pound Talk called Ask the Elders. You got a question about something? Ask the elders. You got a mate? Ask your mate. Well, my mate don't know nothing. Then, that's tough titty without the milk to him. That's all you ran into. Because you don't jump the gun now. And now you out of the will of Yahuwah. And I don't think on buds out of your mouth is Sirach 10, verse 12. But look what it say again in Sirach 10, 12.
Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 12 reads, Sirach chapter 10. Verse number 12, the beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahuwah, and their mind is turned away from their maker.
And how you detect that, Sirach 8:14 and 18. Let me show how you detect when pride is working with a person, that you just out of control. Let me show you. He told Joseph from Amos 3:7, we're not going to read. Luke told Hosea. Sirach 8:8, 14 and 18 now.
The book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse number 14, and verse number 18 reads. Book of Sirach 8, verse number 14.
Verse 8, 8, 8, and 14 and 18.
The book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse number 8, verse 14, and verse number 18 reads. Book of Sirach 8, verse number 8. Despise not the discourse of the wise, but acquaint thyself with their proverbs. For of them thou shalt learn instruction, and how to serve great men with ease. Verse 14. Go not to the Torah instruction with a seer, for they will judge for him according to his honor. Verse 18. Do no secret thing before a stranger. Thou knowest not what he or she will bring forth.
He said not to do it in verse 14. Not to do it. And when you do it, we know that's not the will of Yahweh. It's the will of Satan the devil. Satan is all on his opposite of Yahweh. If he tell you plainly that pride is the beginning of breaking away from Yahweh's word, look what he said in verse 14 again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse number 14. Go not to the Torah instruction with the seer, for they will judge for him according to his honor.
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to 2 Chronicles 19, verse 5, 6, and 9. Precept that. The 2 Chronicles 19, 5, 6, and 9. What it say in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5, 6, and 9, Brother Yagdaya?
The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse number 5, verse number 6, verse number 9 reads. The book of 2 Chronicles. Chapter 19, verse number 5. And he said, judges in the land shall all defend cities of Yahdah Judah, city by city. Verse 6. It said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment. Verse number 9. He charged them, saying, thus shall you do in the fear of Yahweh faithfully, and with a perfect mind.
That's big talking there. So that's good talking there, Brother Yagdaya. So now let's go see exactly in that second book of Kings, verse 9. Now we can bring that in. Now, the old seer was busy. But see, that's why the seer have to find the ones that understand the Bible, the elders. You find the elders that understand the Bible. And watch when the seer say something to the elders to take care of something. Do they go into the why when and why me and all that? Let's see how it's operating according to the Bible. Now let's go to 2 Kings. Now what 1, 2, 3, 6, and 9? What does it say now, Brother Yagdaya? Let's bring that out now. Come on.
The book of 2 Kings. Chapter 9, verse number 1, 3, 6, and verse number 12. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse number 1, verse 3, verse number 6, and verse number 12. Book of 2 Kings chapter 9, verse number 1. And Elisha, the seer, called one of the children of the seers and said unto him, gird up your loins and take this box of wool in thy hand, and go to Ramat Gilead. Verse number 3. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, the same Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. Verse number 6. And he arose and went into the temple, and he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, the same Yahweh of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel. Verse number 12. They said, it is false. Tell us now. And he said, thus and thus spake he to me, said, the Savior Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel.
That's how it works, Ray. So, you know, it all, always got to combat when anointed leadership tell you something after they've been instructed from the Spirit and they tell you what this book is saying, then you got to come back in the mouth. Ain't no come back in the mouth. If you're going to do the will of Yahweh, you need, let's do the will of Yahweh. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, let's read it till we get our point. This is what we got to be about right here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, let's read a little bit, particularly verse 16. Let's read a little bit till we get our point.
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16 reads, 1 Timothy 4. Verse 16, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine, continue and deal. For in doing this, thou shalt both save yourself and them that hear you.
Right.
That 16 is the last verse there.
That sounds good. I thought it was the most there. You know, I'm not looking at nothing. It's just sounding good to me. So, 416, that's good. Read 416 again. Look what it says. Look what it says in 416 again.
The book of 1 Timothy 4, verse number 16, read. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in zeal. For doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you.
And be doing, see, right? Doing what? The teaching of what you hear. That's why you never get puffed up. Listen to the teaching that you hear from the six anointed camps. When they show you, they are anointed to teach you. Be a doer of it and less with the mouth. And no comebacks. That's because, no comebacks. Let's run to and find out where do I have come from. Now, we read Yahweh going to come with strong hands, and that's a good thing. Now, we got to find a little bit more about that. Let's run to Psalm 121, 1 through 8. Listen to this old David. Old David got in there, and he said a few things. And we're sitting up to take it a little further in a minute. What David says in 121, 1 through 8. See, David understood that 2 Samuel, we're not reading. When was 2 Samuel? He talks about his hip come from, in them four letters named 17. Look, we could get another time. But that ain't what we on now. We on this. Here go old David talking in the spirit of Yahweh 121, 1 through 8. What he say in 121, 1 through 8, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Psalms 121, verse number 1 through 8 reads, Psalms 121, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Verse 2. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. Verse 3. Do not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Verse number 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5. Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shade upon your right hand. Verse 6. The sun shall not smite you by day, of the moon by night. Verse 7. Yahweh shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your life. Verse number 8. Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
So you see, and now you're starting to get ease now because the 17 nations told you now you can start back your normal activities in the world. You ain't never trust no Yahweh, period. Yahweh said, listen, he tells you in 45, verse number 6 to 8, something of Isaiah. You didn't never believe Yahweh from the get-go. And that's the deal. So now they tell you now you can come back and spend your money now in our restaurants and now you can go back to the ballpark now and get your four hot dogs and bag of potato chips and, you know, all that stuff right now at the ballpark now. And now you don't got happy. The one-eyed Satan told you now, I mean, you ain't never believed nothing Yahweh said from the get-go. We watched the best of them. You never believe what Yahweh was saying. But now once that one-eyed Satan came, now you can move around a little bit now. Now you can go back to the park and rev back a little bit. So now look at you. Now you don't got happy. That's the spirit of the devil on you. We've been telling you in the six of nine camp from the get-go. We told you all the time in 54:17. What did we say? Even when you was doing 12:3 Ecclesiastes, the regular book. When you were doing 12:3 of Ecclesiastes, regular book, what that say anyway in 12:3?
Book of Ecclesiastes 12:3 reads, Ecclesiastes 12:3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few. Though the lookout of the windows be darkened.
What were they doing? Looking out the windows and full of darkness of Satan the devil. See, we told you from the get-go, that's our job to tell you what this man is saying. We told you from the get-go. And you don't violate Yahweh from the time that one-eyed Satan even till now. And now they tell you on TV on that one-eyed Satan, now it's time for you could move your elbows a little bit. But we told you in 54:17 of Isaiah or something, you didn't believe this book. You didn't believe nothing this book had to say. What it says in 54:17 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 54:17 reads, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. Their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh.
Let's get a case in point. It's on the sack of Maccabees 15. Let's pick up verse 7. And you see, all this good stuff is written in this book. We watched the best of them, you know, shaking their boots. And we watched the best of them in the 6 and 9 and like ain't nothing going on unless they just bring it up. We ain't paying no never mind. You know why? We was word up in the scriptures of Yahweh. We believe the Bible. See, right? We believe the Bible. That's the game changer. Look what happened over in 2 Maccabees 15, pick up verse 7. Let's read a little bit. Let's enjoy some of this good old powerful reading. Let's read a little bit there until we get our point there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, verse number 7. Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, verse number 7 reads, for Maccabees had ever sure confidence that Yahweh would help him. Verse number 8.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, now you got to read verse 7. You know, like you're heading to the penitentiary. That's a powerful verse. You hear the man say it? Look what he says in verse number 7. And this is the way we look at things out of the 6 and 9 account. Verse 7, what it say? Give me verse 7, and let me get a precept out of that.
Book up. Second Maccabees. Chapter 15, verse number 7. And Maccabees had ever sure confidence that Yahweh would help him.
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying, you got to have what kind of confidence, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Sure confidence.
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying, that's the spirit that we of the 6 anointed camp got. We've been fully persuaded, we got sure confidence that Yahweh is going to help us. Don't you know if Yahweh wasn't helping the 6 anointed camps, with all the threats and everything that the the nations and stations and the WCC, all of the come outside and raffle and everything else and all that good stuff. Listen, see, right? Don't you know this ministry is protected by Yahweh? And we got what kind of confidence, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Sure confidence.
Sure confidence. Precept that to 8 verse 3 of the book of 1 Ezra. And that's why we of the six anointed camps, this is how we roll. 8 verse 3.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3 reads, book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse number 3. Book of 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instruction of Moses that was given by the Yahweh of Israel.
What kind of ready was he by Yahweh Israel?
Being very ready.
Very, that's what we're trying to tell you. That's the spirit we're trying to get in you, but you got to come and sit down up under the anointed six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites, but we can get the spirit in you. And you, because we can get you very ready to help yourself, help your family, help your children, but you got to obey. You got to obey. So, understand one thing. You got to obey, see, right? We've been anointed to take care of this business. And we very ready to help you understand the problem you're in. And now you let that one eye Satan tell you, now you can flex your muscles and move around a little bit. Now you can come on out and bring some of that money back to us again, you know, and bring it to it. Now look at you. Now you're skipping around like the grasshoppers right now. And we done told you what time it is. Did we read 54:17 already of Isaiah?
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on back to that Maccabees. So now you see, so now listen. In the Maccabees book, the children of the southern kingdom, they had some 15 verse 7 on them. And let's read that verse 7 again one more time. Bro, y'all got Israel. Then we'll read some more. Second Maccabees 15 verse 7 says what?
The book of Second Maccabees, chapter 15, verse number 7 reads. Book of Second Maccabees 15, verse 7. But Maccabees had ever sure confidence that Yahweh would help him.
Excellent. And let me tell you something. I'm just gonna tell you like that. And I'm telling you, when you know Yahweh is working with you, you'll know it through Proverbs 3:24. You'll know it. How do you know when Yahweh is working with you? Ben, are you a Proverbs 3:24? What does it say in Proverbs 3:24?
The book of Proverbs 3, verse number 24 reads, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Hey, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet.
Ain't that something? Sweet, sweet. Okay, I mean, I got to confess. I got to confess. I try sometimes to get, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm going to lay down. I think I'm going to try to count to see how many I can get in. And I just don't even remember counting one. I still haven't flashed back to me. I count one. Because that's just how those seals sleep is sweet. Yours can be sweet if you obey this Bible. You take that puffed up spirit out you and don't break the protocol of Yahweh, because if you break the protocol, look what Yahweh says in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse number 16. Look what he says. You want to get Yahweh to start working on you? Look what he got written over here in 2 Chronicles. 36:16.
Because 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 16 reads, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh, despised his words, misused his seers, until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people. There was no remedy.
Sirach, 4 verse 6, precept.
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse number 6 reads, Sirach chapter 4, verse number 6. For if he cursed thee in the bitterness of his mind, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
You hear that, see, right? You hear the man saying? Let me run to Jeremiah for a minute. And then Yahweh turn right around and do what? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter. Yahweh would turn right around and do what? You see, you know, it's amazing what comes from the six anointed camp. But we tell you how it works, see, right? It's up to you to believe how it works. How it works, and let's pick it up at verse number 23. Let's pick it up at 23. Let's see. No, I just want to get right down to something. Let's pick it up at verse number 25. What it says in 725 there, Brother Yahdai, 25. What it says in verse 25?
The book of Jeremiah 7, verse 25 reads, since the day that your fathers came forth as the land of Egypt, to this day I have even sent unto you all my servants, the seers, daily rising up early and sending them.
Man, then what happened in verse number 26?
Verse 26, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but hardened their neck, they did worse than their fathers.
27.
Verse 27, therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to you. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer you. Verse 28, but thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahweh their Yahweh, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
Refuse to deal with correction, although they read in the book. So Yahweh said, okay, in the book of Hosea 24, let's see what he says in verse 20. So let's see exactly what he got written in 24, verse 20. What he got written that brother Yahdai Israel, the book of Hosea, a looted title called Joshua, 24, verse 20.
The book of Hosea, the word Joshua, chapter 24, verse number 20 reads, book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse number 20. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange false Yahweh, then he will turn and do you hurt, consume you after that he have done you good.
Man. So you see, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature there, see, right? And we barely ready to show you what this Bible's saying. Let's go back to old Judas Maccabees. Now, Judas Maccabees, he dropped that verse 7 down real nice. He's looking, I ain't worried about you, WCC, neither. So he said, I ain't worried about y'all, because he said he know where his help is, see, right? So, understand something. You got to know where your help is, anointed, six anointed camp. At least we do know. And we prepared to help you get yourself on your feet. Let's come back to 2 Maccabees 15. We read 7. That we can just lay on back on 7, but that's okay. Let's go further now. Let's go and give verse 8 and read a little bit for time's sake. Let's see all this good stuff we're getting ready to read. Take me to verse 8. Come on, read a little bit, brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, verse number 8. Wherefore he exhorted his people not to fear the coming of the nations against them, but to remember the help in former times they had received from heaven, and not to expect the victory and aid which should come unto them from Yahweh Almighty.
Wait a minute, Brother Yahya Israel. You said we supposed to do what? Remember, we supposed to expect what? You mean if we do Yahweh's business, we supposed to do what? Bring that back again, Brother Yahya Israel. Oh, got to happen again, though.
Because 2 Maccabees 15, verse number 8. Not to expect the victory and aid.
You folk, when you're doing Yahweh's will, you supposed to expect a victory. Expect a victory when you're doing his will. But if you ain't doing his will, how you going to expect a victory you ain't doing his will? You're puffed up. You're doing things contrary to Yahweh. You're out of protocol of Yahweh. He tell you what not to do. You do it anyway. And you want to know why you're disembobulated. The whys, the who's, what. I don't understand this. And can you, you explain to me the way? Because you're out of order. Look what it says in Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Because everything be said. It's going to be a Mark chapter 4, 9 through 11. And he'll tell you why. What did he say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Mark chapter 4, verse number 9. He said unto them, you see that have ears to hear, let them hear. Verse 10, when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked to him the parable. Verse 11, he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, but unto them that are without, all these things are done.
You see the man said, and how you being without? That means you don't keep no Sabbath days. You don't keep no feast days. You ain't wearing your fringes, but only when necessary. You're doing everything contrary to Yahweh. And then you want to know why you always don't understand this. What was that? What? When? How? No, Yahweh be gonna shut you down, because bottom line, you can't do Yahweh the way you want to do it. You got to do it the way the Bible tells you to do it. If you do Yahweh's will, you understand one thing. What's written in the Bible gonna stand, because he told you plainly in 17:16, this is not his words, it's the Father's words. And our job is to rehearse the righteous act. Come on back to Maccabees. Let's read a bit more Maccabees again. What's going on with Maccabees again?
Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verse number 9 reads, And so comforting them out of the Torah instruction and the seals, and withal putting them in mind of the battle that they won afore, he made them more cheerful.
Hold that, Brother Yahya. What did you say again? Which way you supposed to tell them a lovely story about what your parents did, or what you seen your neighbor do? What do the six anointed camps supposed to do in comforting the brothers and the sisters that's without? To come in first, and what you supposed to lay on them again, Brother Yahya? Take your time and bring that home and run out. Come on.
Book of 2 Maccabees 15, verse 9. So comforting them out of the Torah instructions and the seers.
Ain't that something? That's how you comfort the people that your people. You put some book on them, see, right? Put some book on them. That's how you comfort them. You don't tell them a lovely story about where you going, where you been. You supposed to, you heard the man said in Luke chapter 24, 31 and 32. What did he say? What did he say in Luke 24, 31 and 32? What did he say that, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of Luke chapter 24, verse 31, verse 32 reads, Luke 24, verse 31. The eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures.
And that's what we come in at. That's what we come in. We don't care. We don't care what that one-eyed Satan got and what plans they got. Because he already told us in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What did he tell us in Romans 8, 31 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 31 reads. Book of Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us?
If Yahweh is for us, and we read what Judas Maccabees saying, he is with you, but you got to be with him. You got to recognize one thing. The male, the Yahweh, you have to honor him with all your might. No back talk and no wise woos and wins. You don't have no comeback. Do you out of the will of Yahweh? He must be a 37:12, a man of Yahweh. And you got to respect the will of Yahweh to receive the blessing of Yahweh. It's just the way it is. Come on back to Maccabees again. What was Maccabees saying again? Give me some more of that.
The book of 2 Maccabees 15, verse number 10. And when he had stirred up their minds, he gave them their charge. Showing them therewithal the falsehood of the nation and the breach of oaths.
Ain't that something? He got to do what to their mind, Brother Yahdai Israel? What he got to do to their mind?
And he stirred up their mind.
I'll tell you something. Ain't this the greatest piece of religion it is? You got to stir up their mind. It's the scripture, see, Royal. This is the game changer right here. Precept that, stir up that, stir them up. Trying to intimidate Brother Yahdai Israel. So you see, what we come to do is stir you up. We want you to go come back in this book and get stirred up. Huh? Through scripture. We stir you up, see, right? By reading some Bible. Let's run to 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. And then we'll skip down to 6 down to verse number 9. Let's see what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 and 6 down to verse 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 3, verse number 6 through 9 reads. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 3. I thank Yahweh, whom I served from my forefathers with a pure conscience. And without ceasing, I have remembrance of you in my prayers, night and day. Verse number 6. Wherefore I put you in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of Yahweh which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7. For Yahweh have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Verse number 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the covenant of Yahweh, nor me as prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the covenant, according to the power of Yahweh. Verse number 9. Who have saved us, called us with a righteous calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and mercy, which was given us in Yahweh the Son, before the world began.
You see that man saying, before it was a world, this man done laid this thing out. He done laid out, see, this man done all this good stuff. And all we come to do is rehearse the righteous act 6 nights a week, 6 anointed camps of voices of the 2 Israelites. All you got to do is obey. Obey what? When we stir you up the scriptures, see, right? What we bring to you is the scriptures. Going back to Maccabees, because Maccabees, he talking real good about Yahweh Israel. What else did he say about? So he had to get his men prepared, see, right? He said, listen, he said, in the days of old, we whooped the 17 nations. We kicked the teeth out. So why you think Yahweh and Malachi 3:6 won't do the same thing for us now? He said, look, so he had them all stirred up through what? The scripture. Come on back, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, verse number 11. Thus he harmed every one of them, not so much with defense of shields and spears, as with comfortable and good words. Besides that, he told them a dream whether to be believed, as if it had been so indeed, which did not a little rejoice.
Hey.
Verse number 12. And this was his vision, that Onesimus, who had been high priest, a virtuous and a good man, reverend in conversation, gentle in condition, well spoken also, and exercised from a child in all points of virtue, holding up his hand, praying for the whole body of Yahdai Judah. Verse 13. This done in like manner, there appeared a man with gray hairs and exceeding greatness, who was of a wonderful and excellent majesty. Verse 14. Then Onesimus answered, saying, this is a lover of the brethren, who prayed much for the people and for the righteous city, to wit Jeremiah the seer of Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? Now watch this now. Listen real carefully now. Listen to it. What is this return of Jeremiah and came back and present to Judas Maccabees? Let's see what he gave him. Come on.
Verse 15. But upon Jeremiah holding forth his right hand, gave to Judas a sword of gold, and in giving it spake thus: take this righteous sword, a gift from Yahuwah, with the which thou shalt wound your adversaries.
You hear the man saying? You hear the man saying? The man said, the man came and said, this is a gift from Yahuwah. Take this sword and wound the enemies. You hear the man saying? Well, how do we do that today? Let's run to Ephesians chapter 6 and look at verse 17. Okay. All right, well, what do you do today? You want to wound the enemies today? Okay, you got to find out what you do today. Let's see what you do over in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
The book of Ephesians 6, verse number 17 reads, book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahuwah.
He said, I see the man trying to tell you today. The man telling you all you got to do is pick up the golden sword today, which is the word of Yahuwah. That's all we got to do, is be able to meet whoever, whatever they're on, put some book on them, and get them the uncut word of Yahuwah. That's it, see, right? The sword you pick up right now is the Bible. You meet them where they're at. And all you get him is a big belly full of the word of Yahuwah. That's how you meet him today. So you see it is. So there is a death seat right here. Make sure you, those that come among you of the six anointed camps, make sure you prepare to get him one thing. What do the Bible say? Show them when they're out of order. You out of order when you have anything to say or any comebacks against anointed leadership. It tells you in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. It tells you something that you don't even tolerate with. You don't even tolerate with it. Paul told Timothy to go tell Northern Kingdom what Yahuwah said. 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. What do you say?
The book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 19, and verse number 20 reads. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, the younger men as brethren. Verse 2, the elder women as mothers, the young as sisters, with all purity. Verse number 19, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, and others also may fear.
Mm-hmm. And one thing about your mate, understand what this Bible said in Sirach 34 and 25. What it say, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 24 and 25.
Yes, sir.
The book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 24 and verse 25 reads, Sirach 30, verse 24. Envy and wrath shorten the life. Carefulness bringeth age before the time. Verse 25. The cheerful and good man will have a care of his meat and diet.
Mm-hmm. So remember one thing. If you look at anything that's connected to you, and all your conversations about is envy, wrath, and my position is, no, that's contrary to the Bible. Because Yahweh got it written in Ephesians 2:14, his will, not your will, his will. Ephesians 2:14, let's read a little bit to get our point.
Book of Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse number 14 reads, Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse number 14. With our peace, we have made both one, broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance. But they're making himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. Verse number 16, that he might reconcile both unto Yahweh in one body, by the tree, having slain the enmity thereby.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we got to bring the both sides to understand it's one way. So that's why Yahweh had to set it up off through the same book. Let's go to 411. So Yahweh set it up, 411, down to 16 in a closing statement. And we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening, Brother Yahweh Israel. So Yahweh set things up. And all we got to do is obey the scriptures. Take number 21. Obey the scriptures. Don't put no time in with anointed leadership with the mouth going, texting, phone calls, or anything. Don't do that, because that's out of the will of Yahweh, that's Satan, the devil, working in you and through you. Put that down and repent to Yahweh and get in order with Yahweh to receive your blessing through Yahweh. Because what he got written ain't going to change. 411 through 16, the closing statement of Ephesians. Now, what did it say that, Brother Yahya Israel? 411 through 16, the closing statement.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse number 11 through 16 reads, Ephesians 4, verse number 11. He gave some apostles, some seers, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, 12 tribes of Israel, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13. So we all come in the unity of the covenant and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh to a perfect man and woman, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, but by they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth and love. They grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body until the edified of itself in love.
In love. In love. 1 John 2, verse 6, in love. So how's your walk, C. Roy? Is it in love? Is it in love? You following the order of Yahweh? 2 John 1, verse 6. And we'll close out with this, Brother Yahweh Israel. 2 John 1, 6.
The book of 2 John 1, verse number 6 reads, and this is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions. This is the Torah instruction that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
Walk in it. Pride, take all the burning extra oil, trying to text and make all these phone calls and all that, put that down, because that's the will of Satan the devil. Repent and be converted in Yahweh. All right, Brother Yahweh Israel, until we get some more tomorrow, what's your close statement behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out there. See you, Israel. The Sea Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Brother Yahweh Israel. What's that, WCC? Sir, we don't cut you off. You is all right now. I'm all right all the time. You know, I'm all right all the time. Bring in the elder for the closing remarks on tape number 21. And remember one thing, the elder show comes on following this broadcast. Remember, ask the elders. Anything we don't say, need a question and answer, or what we don't say, you know, log in the Power Talk. Get in, hit the microphone, come to the microphone and say something. You know, after they may put their lessons on or something. Add on to what they got and ask questions, but stay in the will of Yahweh. Hey, Elder Mr. Tills, what is your final statements in tape 21? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. See you, Israel, and thank you for inviting me back into tonight's broadcast. And you're right, there's a lot of teaching that has to be done, and correct teaching, if everybody has listened to the words and took notes thus far. Because many, many times I've said before, this is why the words of Yahweh makes all this that is taught, makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And as we've been warned many times, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage evil, confused teachings for righteous learning. And even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons to make you follow their way. So knowing this, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity. To thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And as you see, first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the biblical books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you've not. This is information all you have come to seek. And now you found out what you've sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open unto you is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, current time, is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address, to use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That's what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for True Name Teachers. When you click the red live button, this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com, to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, and on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. A reminder note. We're also in the process, as I said before, to make it possible to get a CD recording or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, now, after what I said before, on Pal Talk, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, where Yahuwah's story will continue. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word will also be working for your personal Bible questions of the topic. Online there to answer these questions will be Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. For you to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Pal Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So we have to remember, we're in the days that are pretty critical. And you're seeing different things that's happening all over everywhere. And besides the people casting Yahuwah's word behind their back, wanting to hear their certain Bible verses, meanings also being taken another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, the page flippers in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but when you ask them a question, They're completely lost. Don't even know how to speak. They're clearly forgotten. They're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking of this, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do. And that's, if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've done more than 100%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Jacques Wally's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Jacques Wally the son had told us about the impossible in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So as I've said before, I remind you, keep your Bibles open so we can find out what our continued possibilities will be. I will turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah the Elder. That's excellent again. And I'm looking forward myself. Hearing what the elders got already lined up on Pal Talk coming up right after this broadcast. One thing about the series, we're here to remember the series is the due order of Yahuwah. You have to understand something. The reason we in captivity and captivity physically and spiritually because we don't know the due order of Yahuwah. We let the other nations have taught us ways, and that's why we got corrupt and family lives. That's why we got everything out of order. And it's going to remain out of order, see, Ray, until you come on back to this Bible. Come back to the Bible, but come back in the Bible understanding your position. And every flock that make you a sheep must have shepherds. You got shepherds. The six anointed camps, the voices of a true Israelite. We prepared to show you what the Bible's saying. To help you, help your family, but you got to understand one thing. Due order is what Yahuwah requires. And if you get out of due order, that's not the will of Yahuwah. That's the will of Satan the devil. So when you meet the Moses out of camp, one is bring the Moses back in, we'll talk some more. And then one thing, Steve Ray, we're going 3 hours every broadcast. And to bring you what the man is saying through scripture. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Mother Z, coming out of Camp 1, the mothers of Camp 1, Mother E, Yahuwah bless you, see Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother E. Well, Mother E, we uncovered a lot of good grounds. But he's always more to tell the people that we can read. See, and what he tell us to is to not be in Numbers 14, verse 9. It tells us something there, Mother E. What it tells us in 14, verse 9, Numbers. What it tell us to not be. Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9. Mother E, coming out of Camp 1, come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 9. Honor rebel not you against the Yahuwah, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not.
Mm-hmm. And what did they do behind that in Numbers 13, 31, and 32? Now, you heard what he said. The anointed leadership said, telling the flock, hey, little flock, don't rebel against your Yahuwah. Let's see how they operate in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, 31, and 32. Let's see what they did there, Mother E. Numbers 13, 30 to 32, come on.
Numbers chapter 13, verses 30 to 32, verse 30. And Caleb still. And Caleb still the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Verse 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature.
Ain't that something? So you see it happened there, Mother. Now Yahweh told us, ain't no weapon formed against us gonna prosper, nothing gonna happen. And then you always got the one that's without, they always gotta bring back an evil report. See, they do, that's what they do, Mother. They bring back an evil report. And Yahweh told you, listen, ain't nothing, I got your back, follow me, but they still will bring back an evil report and mess the peoples up. And see that what they do. So that's what happened, Mother. That's what they do. They'll bring back an evil report and mess the peoples up. Let's go to Jeremiah 23, and let's find out a little bit more. Let's go to Jeremiah 23 and pick up at verse 1. Let's read down a little bit until we can get our point. Pick up at Jeremiah 23 and pick up at verse 1.
Jeremiah 23.
Yeah, pick up at verse 1. Let's see what we can get out of Jeremiah 23, verse 1. Because, you know, WCC, they real quiet right now. You know why they quiet? They say, fear, we can't cut you off because right now we've been got too many complaints on cutting you off. So we're going to have to stomach you what you got to say. Well, we know sooner or later you want to do it anyway. So we're going to put it the way Yahweh give it to us, WCC. Let's go to the 21st chapter. What I say to go on to again, 23 verse 1. 23 verse 1. Let's see what it say. Let's start reading a bit till we get our point.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 1. Woe unto the preachers, the deacons, that destroys and scatters the people of my pastor, said the Yahweh. Verse 2. Therefore, thus said the Yahweh of Israel against the preachers that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them, behold, I will visit upon you evil of your doing, says the Yahweh. Verse 3, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Verse 4, and I will set my sheep, shepherd, over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, said the Yahweh. Verse 5.
Right there. He said, I'm going to get them some shepherds. And they're going to feed them. And not going to be lacking no more. See, our problem is we lacking everything. We don't have no order about ourselves. We part of the 17 nations. We don't understand one thing. That's what's written in Genesis 3:16 going to stand. And if you're not with nobody, you still got to be up under the anointed leadership. And you got to be obedient and obey. That's just the way it is, see, right? You can't be having a comeback, always got your mouth going, and then you always bring back an evil report. You got to stop that. That's why I don't like all them evil reports you bring back. Always something negative. And I understand we've been put in a position to help you through the pages of this Bible. All you got to do is obey the one that's anointed and be a doer. Let's go to Ezekiel. Let's get a little bit more about the, how you undone his people. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 34 and look at 2 down and verse 10. Let's take a look at that, Mother E. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2, all the way down to verse 10. Let's get some good understanding. The flock is you, C. Ray. You is of a flock. That makes you a sheep. If a sheep break away from the flock, they no count anymore. They vulnerable. So when you do your own thing, you out of the will of Yahuwah. You a little flock. You a sheep. Get into the flock and let Yahuwah bless this ministry to help our little ones. Let's see what he says in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2, 9, and verse 10, that Mother E. What did he say?
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2 to 10. A man prophesy. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the pastors of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them that said, the Yahuwah unto thee, shepherd. Woe be to the shepherd of Israel that do feed themselves, and should not the shepherd feed the flock? Verse 3, yea, eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Verse 4,
That's the disease. Let me get in there for a minute. See, those that's not anointed in the six anointed camps of bosses of the two is right. Pray away and be a backbiter, tail bearer, and all that kind of stuff. All you putting on the people is a disease. Because when you don't stay in order of Yahuwah and do order, you become a disease. You make them a disease. And that's what he's talking about in verse 4. Verse 4, come on.
Verse 4. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Verse 5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Verse 6. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and up on every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the faces of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the words of the Yahuwah. Verse 8. As I live, said the Yahuwah, surely, because my flock, became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did any shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherd fed themselves and fed not my flock. Verse 9, therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Yahweh. Verse 10, thus said the Yahweh, behold, I am against the shepherd, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will drive my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them.
Mm-hmm. See, because you've been taught wrong, it's time for you to be straightened up. Now skip down to verse 30 and 31 there, Mother E. Now let's find out about his flock. Now we're going to find out clearly about Yahweh's flock. Now he's saying, oh, why the people is called the flock and you call the sheep and all that good stuff. We're going to find out something that he got written in verse 30 and 31. What he got written there, Mother E?
Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 30 and 31. Verse 30. Thus said, thus shall they know that I, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, am with them, and that they, even the family of Israel, are my people, said the Yahweh. Verse 31. And you, my flock, the flock of my pastor, are men and women, and I am your Yahweh, said the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Read that verse again. Just read it where you see it there, because he make a little separation here there, Mother E. Just the way you just said it, read exactly the way you see it right there, because this is what he laying the groundwork down. Because he want everybody to understand something that he got rules and regulations when it come down to being leaders in this thing. Read that verse again real carefully.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 31. Mm-hmm. And you, my flock, the flock of my pastor, are men, and I am your Yahweh, said the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So the one that's supposed to be over the congregations is men.
Okay.
The one supposed to be over the congregation supposed to be men. There's no woman supposed to be over a congregation unless she was sent somewhere to teach something after she'd been anointed by the leadership of man. And that's what he's saying. So if you lead a flock, and you're not a man, and you weren't ordained to do so until the man is prepared for it, you out of order. Now let's find out where that came from. Let's back up to Numbers 21. We'll make it 27, verse 15. Let's find out where they pulled that verse from. Let's see where that verse was pulled from. Because see, right now we got Bonita Biden and Joyce Myers and all types of women saying, well, I ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. I can do it myself. Well, you know, you're out of the will of Yahweh, because he's going to tell you exactly what's supposed to be what. And Ezekiel pulled that verse from Numbers 27 and pick up verse 15 down to verse 17. Let's see where he pulled that verse from. Numbers 27, 15 and 17. 15, 16 and 17. What did it say there, Mother E?
Book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15. And Moses speak unto Yahweh, saying, let the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Verse 17. Which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
That's big reading now, Mother. Now, Mother, you got to read that again, because they got to be clear about this. So unless Romans 16, that the anointed one put the anointing oil on the woman to go out there and teach a congregation until the man is get on his feet, you should not do that, because you're out of order up on the will of Yahweh. So if you any woman and men's is in a flock where you at, you out of order in Yahweh, your mouth should not be going according to Moses, finding out from Yahweh exactly what to do. I'm going to read again. Listen to what Moses asked Yahweh, what should I do? And Yahweh responded to him in Numbers 27, 15, 16, and 17. Listen good. Mother E, bring it again.
Numbers chapter 27, verse 15, 16, and 17. Verse 15. And Moses speak unto the Yahweh, saying, verse 16, let the Yahweh of the spirits of the flood, set a man over the congregation. Verse 17, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
So when a man is not doing the teaching, the congregation is a sheep without a shepherd. There it is there. And Moses asked Yahweh, what should I do? And he told him to put a man over the congregation.
Right.
Now, when a woman is over congregation, it's only temporarily until we get the man on his feet to come and take over that congregation. But you got to be anointed first, because he made it plain that a duty of a woman is in the Bible. And you're supposed to fulfill what's written first before you look beyond what's written. What's written in Titus chapter 2? Let's find out exactly what's written in Titus chapter 2 about the teaching a woman's supposed to be doing, and do it in a hurry. In Titus chapter 2, pick up verse 4 down to verse 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what it say there, Mother E.
The book of Titus chapter 2, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedience to their own husband, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Verse 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7, all things shown themselves a pattern of good works. And all, verse 7, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing incorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Mm-hmm. Now back up and read verse 3 and 4 one more time. Listen real good in verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3. Titus chapter 2, verse 3. The aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness, not false accusers, not grabbing, not giving too much wine. Teachers are a good thing, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children.
Mm-hmm. That is the responsibility of your mate. That is the responsibility of your mate and your lining up with Yahuwah. Be in obedience and teach the young women how to maintain and get a husband or mate.
Mm-hmm.
And the young boys, the same thing. You got a great responsibility. Why don't you do the great responsibility you got? Because in First Timothy, he tell you what not to do, and you do it anyway. He'll tell you what not to do. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. First Timothy chapter 2, pick up verse 9, and take it on down to verse 15. And we'll close out with this. We'll close out with this, Mother E. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 9 through 15. Why don't we do Bible? Why don't we just do Bible? If Yahuwah's word is not going to change for me and nobody else, once you find what the Bible tells to do, why don't we just do Bible? And, man, why don't you wake up and be the leader and a Yahuwah man through the Bible? Why don't you do Bible? Lead your family according to Yahuwah as it is written, and we'll be out of this captivity. Yahuwah will intervene, and we're going to show you how he's going to come. Let's get all this in, and we're going to show you how he's going to come. Let's look at 2, 9 through 15, then we'll wrap it up in Isaiah 40, 10 through 12. Come on, that Mother E, let's wrap this up right now. 1 Timothy 2, 9 through 15. Then swing over to Isaiah 40, verse 10 through 12, and the closing statement come out.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. In like manner, also, that the woman adore themselves in modern apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with modern hair, gold, pearl.
No, but hold on. Let me break that down. What I mean by broided hair? That means broided hair, not braided hair. Broided hair. That means with all that kunk in it, all that cream stuff in your head, all that relaxing in your head. You get away from all that relaxing in your head. The way he made your head, that's the way it is. You ain't got to put no relaxer in it, no chemicals in it. Just do what the man tell you to do. That what it mean by broided hair, straightening, combing it, relaxing and all that. Leave that alone unless you saying he made a mistake with your head. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10. But which becomes a woman, professional goodness with good works. Verse 11. Let the woman learn in silence. Subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usher authority over a man, but to be in silence. Verse 13. But Adam was first formed, then Eve. Verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. 15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in the covenant and charity and holiness with sobriety.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm gonna take care of the woman. But understand what I got written in 3:16, it's gonna stand. And I don't approve when a woman open her mouth when a man is there present. When your mate is around, your mouth supposed to be shut. When your mate is around, if you're not anointed to run your mouth, you should You should not run your mouth. That's what Yahweh is saying. Because he said when he comes, this is how he going to come in Isaiah 40, verse 10 through 13, in the closing statement. This is how he coming. When Yahweh come in Isaiah 40, 10 through 13, Mother E, how is he coming, Mother E?
Isaiah 40, verse 10 to 13, verse 10. Behold, Yahweh will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him.
Hold that point. Hold that point. His arm gonna rule. So his arm, Yahweh the Son coming, but his arm gonna rule. What do you mean by his arm gonna rule? The six anointed camps, the voices of the two Israelites. We gonna hold down, and those must get behind the six anointed camps. That what he mean by he gonna come and his arm gonna rule. He gonna come with strong hand, and his arm is the one ruling. Bosses of the two Israelites, the six anointed camps. Come on, that Mother E.
Okay. Verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and melt out heaven with the span and
nobody. Not good enough right there, Mother. Nobody. Nobody have done nothing that he ain't allowed them to do. So understand one thing, C. Roy. We come humble. We six anointed camps. Get in where you fit in at. Put all that lying and backbiting and evil speaking and learn what you need to do to help yourself and help others as we show you what the Bible saying in this series called The Due Order of Yahweh. You must know due order before you can cook right. Kitchen got to be clean. We're trying to clean up your mind through the filth of the 17 nations. Mother E, what is your closing thoughts behind that until we get back at it Thursday evening? You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the teachers. And thanking and praising Yahweh for just being in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the one that's in the class. And pray that we all get the right understanding. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother E. Mother Z coming out of Cam 1, and it's right. We pray for all to get the right understanding. And the right understanding is what you can read through his precepts. The right understanding is we out of order. The other nations have taught us to have that big fat mouth going. You got to look at that man, that Yahwali man, as your Yahweh and be a pillar a rest for him, not a backbiter to him. And his duty is to make sure he treats you as delicately as we read in Deuteronomy. And once all this come together, Yahweh looked out and said, that is the flock that I'm talking about. The woman getting great respect from a Yahwali man because he ruling by the pages of the Bible. Once we do the Bible, Steve Rayner, our captivity is over. You letting that one-eyed Satan tell you, now you can come and now you can take your mask halfway off and all that. Listen, we told you from the get-go, if you got your Yahweh right, ain't no weapon formed against you. You don't need that one-eyed Satan to tell you nothing. Just obey the Bible. Obey the leadership here. Set up the six anointed camps. We can help you, because we're going to show you what the Bible's saying. Put your fringes on. Come out of them skinny jeans. Come out of them tight. Stop hemming yourself all up, sweating and all that stuff. Do the Bible. Then watch Yahweh step in and help us. He will help us in Israel because he is our help. So until we meet again tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday Evening, and remember one thing, the elders got a talk show going on Pal Talk. Tune in and listen. And what they put on table, listen to it. Take notes. We're here to help you, help yourself and your loved ones. But you got to obey anointed leadership. And anointed leadership comes on Rapidus broadcast on Pal Talk. You will hear Mother Doctor show you how a mate's supposed to be her husband. Breathe powerful. Listen, C. Reagan, we're doing all we can, but we can take it to the water, the word. But you got to accept it until we meet again from the mothers, from the elders, from the brothers, from the sisters, from all. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, that Mother E, Mother Z. Shalom.
Shalom.
I can hear, I can be heard, because you type of tune in, we'll go from there. I can be heard, and the course.